Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being with me today. Very excited about having our good friend Catherine Computer back on the show. Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years now. She's been joining us. She's got a significant corporate background in the world of branding. She's one of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust for sure. She's written all the books that you should care about branding, including Breakthrough Branding, including You Are a Brand. She's focused a lot of her work on your brand and my brand, and we're glad she's here. Catherine Computer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey Catherine, one of the things that you've been working on lately and you've been following and tracking and writing a little bit about is a little bit of an uproar in Germany about women in corporate America, especially in the area of management, in corporate governance, in boards of directors of the larger companies. There seems to be some kind of a lack of female representation there, right?
Well, there is, and actually what a number of companies in the European Union are doing is, you know, introducing mandates. In fact, Germany just did this on December 11th.
What's that again? Mandates?
They're doing mandates, so it's required by law. If you're a public company or a listed company, a certain percentage of your board members have to be women.
What an ironic term. Mandate. As you said that, it just hit me between the eyes. We're going to have a mandate to get more women. I thought, what an ironic term.
We're going to have a woman date. We're going to have a woman date.
There you go.
I hate to use the word quota because that sort of has a negative feel.
It does have, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess my question is, Jim, should we do something like this in the United States?
Well, let's establish what's wrong with Germany. Tell us what's going on in Germany.
Well, Germany has, you know, the new law is 30% of listed companies' board seats have to be women.
Really? So this is actually law now.
This is a law now.
30%.
And, you know, as we know, Angela Merkel is the chancellor of Germany.
Right,
so
I like her.
She traditionally has been against quotas. But she came around because, you know, it wasn't moving up organically. I mean, I sort of posted on this in my blog and also in the LinkedIn Pulse, and I got a lot of comments. And some Germans said that if you look at the top 100 companies in Germany, only 2% of the board members are women. So
is the goal women in boards? Is it women in the C-suites? Women at the director level? How far down does it go?
Well, the thing that they see is if there are more women on the board, then you tend to see more women all throughout the organization. As we know now, if you look at companies, all kinds of companies, all levels, you know, 50%, it's roughly 50-50. Some stats, 51% women. But if you look at the VP level and above, it's in the teens. It's about 50%.
But you know, according to Sheryl Sandberg, that doesn't necessarily track. That if you have more female board members, that you'd have more female men in management. According to her book, Lean In, women don't really stand up for each other like that.
Well, that's what she's, you know, and frankly, I'm a fan of the book, and I wrote a book called Women Who Brand, and the whole idea is you've got to advocate for yourself. So don't just wait for mandates or just wait to be tapped. You should raise your hand and pitch yourself for a promotion or a senior level job. But it kind of works well, but there are stats that show that if you have, well, first of all, if you have more women in the boardroom, that stock price does better, et cetera. There's a lot of different kinds of stats, but also you tend to see more women at the more senior levels in those companies.
So Germany has a mandate, 30% at what?
30%.
At what level?
30%. United States.
Wait. Germany, okay. 30% at what level? Board members only or of course?
Board members only. The law in Germany is this. It's 30% of board seats have to be held by women. Starting in 2015,
wow!
And these are for listed
That means somebody gets fired.
Well, yeah, somebody, yeah.
Which I think is wrong. I think that's wrong. That's just as wrong. That's just as wrong as the men as not. You know, I mean, I'm in favor of more women on boards, but I think an arbitrary deadline that doesn't allow for a period of time of transition. I mean, these guys. These board members transition over a period of time. They rotate off.
The number of board seats you could expand. You don't have to fight. You can expand.
Yeah, but that changes the balance. That changes the way the votes are. That's hard to manage all that. We're going to talk about this some more. We're going to see how things are going in the United States with regard to women in boards after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.